given the objective conditions on the ground, given the history of relations between and among these parties, given the differences which exist on issues, it is extremely unlikely in the limited time which exists between now and the elections sometime next year, that such an electoral coalition could be constructed. I just don't see how such an electoral agreement could be reached, which would be endorsed and acceptable to all the parties in the limited time which is there, even if the time was not limited. The things which separate these parties, their attitude towards each other, their world outlook, it's just such that if people are realistic and objective, it is extremely unlikely that anyone can construct such a coalition, even with all the prayers in the world.
But Professor Ncube, last time you were very close to forming a coalition with the MDC formation led by Mr. Tsvangirai. What happened? Why did it collapse?
There was an agreement which was signed by the two parties. There was a further agreement that this agreement should be taken to the respective national council of the two parties on the same day at the same time. Those meetings were convened. Our national council proceeded to endorse an agreement. Indeed, even endorsed an amendment proposed by the MDCT on that day. However, after we had endorsed the agreement, including the amendment they proposed during the course of the meeting, they came back to us and then rejected the entirety of the agreement and chose to go it alone.